Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I have dozens of reasons why I like Thanksgiving. Mostly, I love it because it's one special day set aside where we are all forced to count our blessings. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One on One, Communications in the Digital Age.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
Ready or not, the holidays are here. We are going to be spending more and more time with each other. We're going to be tired and stressed out. Shopping, cooking, eating too much, trying to diet with all the food around all the time. Stress and more stress. It's more important than ever to turn off the phones, the tablets, the computers, and yes, even the television. And that one's for me. I love to have my television on. I love the sound of a movie in the background as I fall asleep. It's a security blanket for me. But we need to, when people are around, talk to one another. Look each other in the eye when you're having a conversation. And connect. Families are not easy. Sometimes there's a dynamic. There's bad juju. Not everybody likes everybody. Some people can't get along. Try to remember at the end of your life, the only people who really care enough to say one last goodbye is family. When I say family, I mean the people you love, blood relation or not. Back to Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love to cook Thanksgiving dinner. I love to eat Thanksgiving dinner. I love thinking about my blessings because I have many. Most days, we just don't stop to think about how lucky we are. We just struggle along trying to get from one paycheck to the next. I've done that a lot since 2008 when the economy crashed and it seemed like all the bill collectors on earth began beating at my door. Life is hard. Nobody who has lived at all will argue with that. But still, it's so good to be alive and healthy. And I think any time I can get up and make it to the bathroom in time is going to be a great day. I say that because when you break a leg, it's sometimes a race to get to the powder room before your bladder begins to explode. Back to my list. I'm thankful I can walk. I'm thankful for my heater, which is 25 years old and it's still working. I had it serviced last year and the HVAC repairman said, "We might have to replace it this winter." I prayed, and so far, so good. In fact, my friend Mark Hyman was here yesterday recording an audiobook, and he complained that it was hot. I just smiled and turned it down a notch or two. I'm thankful I have work. I'm busier than ever. I'm grateful for Steve McKay, a man I worked with at my last job who taught me how to shoot video and edit with Adobe Premiere Pro. That man, a great teacher, opened up a whole new world for me. Thank you, Steve. I'm so thankful for my sister, Liz. She's my best friend. She is the kindest, most generous woman I have ever known. And she is the funniest woman on earth. I'm blessed to have her in my life. I have to confess here that the holidays are not my favorite time of year. They were once. Then my mom got sick. Cancer, and she died right before Christmas. Since then, the winter holidays have been tough. I miss her. I miss the way she made the holidays so special. I'm not crazy about the month of December because of all the false gaiety, the holiday music in the stores, all the expenses. Now it seems Christmas is just about shopping and buying gifts. Don't get me wrong. I love shopping. I love gifts. But come on, it's gotten out of hand. We have starving children in the United States. Let's give each other one less digital toy and donate money to stop hunger in America. Not feeding hungry children is a crime. As I've confessed before in other episodes, I struggle with depression. It's not a weakness. It's a chemical imbalance. No more, no less. One way I fight depression is to count my blessings at least once a day. So Thanksgiving is special to me. Continuing my list of what I'm thankful for. I love turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and cornbread stuffing. It's my favorite meal. Last year, my kids, my daughter and grandson, informed me that they no longer wanted turkey on Thanksgiving. I was in shock. They wanted prime rib. I said, who doesn't? So I didn't cook a turkey in 2018. I felt bad about it all year. I missed my turkey dinner. I can cook. I cook a great turkey. This year, I put my foot down. We are having turkey and everybody is going to eat some. My darling grandson, Aiden, said, Grandma, I will eat some turkey, don't worry. I'm thankful for him, for my daughter, my three-year-old granddaughter. I'm happy I know how to shoot a video. I'm going to shoot my stuffing and turkey recipe and post it on pinchofmexican.com. I'm thankful for YouTube, too, and for this podcast, and for all of you who have downloaded my episodes. I'm almost at 1,000 downloads. Whoop! Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your meal. Enjoy your friends and loved ones. Please talk to one another. I'm Gloria Moraga. Pass the stuffing.